Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tigers pick up the win on Sunday, take 2 of 3 over the weekend. They've won 11 of 15 series. First team in baseball to 30 wins. They have 31. They have the best record in the sport. Saw a headline. It was on ESPN. Are the Tigers real playoff contenders? And I thought,
wait a second.
Duh.
Yeah, they were in the postseason last year.
And I clicked on the video, and Tim Kirkchian basically said that. Yeah, they won a playoff series a year ago. They're absolutely a real playoff contender. My thought is, why stop there?
Yeah.
And John, with the audience permission, I'd like to move the goalposts and ask the question, what is the expectation of this baseball team right now? Knowing they don't really have a glaring weakness. They got good injury updates on Vierling and even Parker Meadows. They should be getting better. We always look to the trade deadline. You can add a power arm. You could add a bat, another tool for A.J. Hinch. What is the expectation of this baseball team?
Well, 47 games in.
It's not early anymore.
No, it's not early at all. And this is also on the heels of starting the season with the idea that the start of the schedule was brutal. And you're down not just one center fielder, two center fielders, three center fielders. You're basic, and then you put Javi in center field. And we asked the question, why not Riley Green every day? They didn't need to.
Nope.
I mean, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Javi Baez, Javier Baez, is playing as an all-star center fielder. He's making the plays defensively. He has been really good at the plate. So, I mean, we moved the bar to begin with.
Yeah.
You were at 82, I was at 80.
We're both in the 90 plus now.
And I'm not going to raise the win total.
No.
Somewhere in the 90s is where this team is most likely going to be. But
where does it lead to is what I'm asking.
Yeah.
What is the expectation for this baseball team right now?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, not just a wild card team, which if they win a division, I mean, it doesn't have to be. I think this team is ALCS or bust. I'm not going to sit there and say they have to win the World Series. This is much different than the Detroit Lions, okay, where last year we had said it, right? And even at the end of the year, and Dan Campbell addressed it. Like, it was a failure not to win the Super Bowl, not to even get to the Super Bowl, not to win a playoff game. I think that I would set the standard as you need to be participating in the ALCS.
A 7-game series to go to the World Series. Yeah.
Devastating injuries aside, and they've already overcome some devastating injuries. But, you know, that aside, and not only that, we heard in the update, it was Vierling and Meadows are going to take live BP with Casey Mize. So it feels like Casey Mize's return is right around the corner.
Which is good.
Along with Vierling.
Minor injury, good to see he's on track. They've got the pitching to where they should win this division.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the lead. They're in a great position. The expectation is the Tigers are winning the American League Central Division. in the playoffs? Is there a team in the American League that you think's better than them? I don't. Could I go one step further than you and say the expectation is to win the American League? I'm not going to say World Series either. I think what the Dodgers have going right now, I mean, John, they're number one in batting average. On base, slugging, they scored the most runs. Their arms, power arms, I think second only to the Phillies in strikeouts. Their pitching has let them down a little bit here, but they're the best team in baseball, and I'm not going to put that on the Tigers where they have to beat the Dodgers this season for the year to be a success. But I do look around the American League, and I think everybody's in the rearview mirror right now.
Yeah, I mean, Seattle, best record in the West.
Tigers took 2 of 3 against them. Yeah. Yankees, best in the East. They took 2 of 3 against the Yankees.
And I mean, so they lost the series to Houston, who are in the West. But
they beat them in the playoffs last year. And I don't think Houston's as good as they were a year ago.
No, I agree. I mean, obviously, they don't have Bregman. And so it's you're looking in to say, okay, they beat the Yankees. They beat the Sox. They just beat the Blue Jays. Like, they're going down the list.
Orioles are in the tank.
Just fired their manager.
Yep.
And not only are the Detroit Tigers best record in the majors, best record by far in the American League, like in this division, is this division tougher than we originally thought?
Yes.
So
it's not the Comedy Central.
It's not anymore. And they're going to be tested. Obviously, they've got, what, 4 games coming up against Cleveland. That's going to be a huge series because Cleveland has, I don't want to say they've gone in the tank, but they've lost 4. Minnesota just went on that 13-game win streak, finally lost yesterday. But they have a chance to create some separation. And that's where I think this team, if they just continue to win series, they don't have to sweep the Twins.
No.
They don't have to sweep the Guardians. But you win those series. And you mentioned 11 out of 14 series. They have been very good at winning series. No one is expecting them to win all 3 games of a 3-game series. But if you could take 2 of 3, they just start adding up. And they have been adding up, I mean, just 15 games above 500.
It's unbelievable.
No one, even the most optimistic fans, glass is always half full, weren't thinking that this was going to be a team 47 games in that we're going to be 15 above 500.
And the injury updates, by the way, positive. Parker Meadows will take live batting practice today at Comerica Park. And with Vierling, he's played both right field and now third base. And AJ said you can't force it in game. It has to happen. But they want to see him make like competitive throws, like big time gun over to first base. Or make a big throw from the outfield. It just hasn't worked out that way yet.
Yeah.
But they are excited about his progress. ALCS or bust? AL pennant or bust? What is the expectation of this baseball team?
Yeah. Are you World Series or bust?
Maybe you
are.
Yeah. Leapfrog both of us. 248-539-9797. And it's okay. Things have changed. It's not early. They have the best record. They should be getting healthier and better. And you let us know what the expectation is for this baseball team. 248-539-9797. Tom, before we get ticket texts and phone calls in the mix this morning, where are you at?
Because the bottom of the order has been really good. We talked about Javier batting 9. You asked, when does he get moved up? And I thought it was a great response by AJ of, why would we mess with a good thing? And, I mean, Akil Baddoo has not been great at the plate, but it's still fresh.
I didn't think AJ was that superstitious, but he doesn't want to mess with it.
I don't think it's superstition. I think it's just, he's doing good. Why mess with it?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So I'm still at just win the division.
Okay.
They didn't win the division last year. And I win the division with one of the top two records and avoid that three-game series.
Yeah.
Which can really just derail and ruin a baseball season right now. I hate that thing. And they benefited from getting into it last year and winning it. But that's just something you don't want to mess with, right?
I think that's a really good note.
And that way you're then in the ALDS, and maybe I'm still kind of low. I just want to still see what else is going on in the American League. I'm expecting somebody to emerge.
And yeah, it's the Tigers.
No. Well,
you're saying it's a threat. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. I kind of just, like, water's finding its level, I think, in their division right now. In terms of how the Royals and Twins really came alive. So I want to see more of that. Because I always think, like, look, the Tigers are off to a great start, but mid-May or so into early June, you really finally see who can maybe make a push here. And the Tigers were an anomaly last year because they did it so late. You usually find out, like, kind of who else is coming.
So here's what I like about the rest of May. They've got four against Cleveland, all four at home. Mm-hmm. And then to finish out the month and to start June 1, they've got three on the road to Kansas City. I think it's going to be a great tell as to how good this team really is.
I agree with you. And they have not played Cleveland yet at all. I think we should at least see that and see what materializes. But Cleveland looks a lot like, to me, like last year's team. I know they've got a few new pieces and stuff, but just eerily similar. They're going to float around 90 wins. And what's going on with this twin streak, though? I know it ended yesterday,
yeah.
But is that something or nothing? I don't know yet.
Well, they are, as a team, really streaking. Some of it's because their best players can hardly stay healthy for 162 games. Like, there's always the potential for the Twins to heat up, but we also saw the other side of it at the end of last season.
Oh, yeah, I mean, they just completely imploded.
They don't sustain for 162.
Make a note about what I've said here, though. I'm not doubting the Tigers.
Yeah.
I just kind of want to see, I think,
who challenges what else, them.
The landscape of the American League, is it within the division? That's why I still only want the division, because I don't know if somebody coming to get them. But they do have a 5-game lead now, by the way.
I'm not shaming you because you're not going as far as somebody else. I think it's a good note. Win the division, one of the two best records, preferential playoff matchups. To our point, though, then you should be in the ALCS, and there's no one in the American League that I'm currently afraid of. Now, someone may emerge in the next 100 baseball games.
Well, but here's where I'm confident that the Tigers are going to maintain the lead, at least in their division. They haven't been streaky. They have just been consistent.
Methodical.
And you look at Minnesota, 13 in a row, but they were also, they started off horribly. We saw how they finished last year. I don't trust, and I think Twins fans don't trust, that they're going to be consistent. And Cleveland hasn't been consistent. And they haven't been consistent in how they win games.
248-539-9797. With your blessing, your participation, move the goalposts from where you were at the start of the year. It's not early. They've got the best record. What is the expectation for this baseball team? It's 97-1.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install.
style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.